Good morning and welcome. Punxsutawney Borough Manager Toby Santic. How are you, man?
Doing well, Joe. Doing well. Thank you.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling in this morning. I really appreciate that.
My pleasure. Anytime. Thank you.
So we got a lot of stuff going on this week. Well, actually, the end of the week. Friday is May 8th. That is whenever we go from the red light phase into the yellow light phase.
Yes. Yes.
So that means...
Which we should...
Go ahead. I'm
go
sorry.
Go ahead, Joe.
Well, basically, businesses with in-person operations, they got to follow the guidelines and safety orders, and child care can open as long as they comply with guidance. And, you know, the schools will, of course, still be closed for in-person instruction. Stay-at-home orders somewhat lifted, but, you know, the gatherings, no more than 25 people as far as a wow. gathering goes. That's the yellow light phase. So some businesses, that'll be nice to see businesses open again. And then on Friday, as well as the yellow light phase in Punxsutawney, there's the parade that's going on. That's the Essential Heroes Drive, where everybody's going to meet at the high school parking lot, and then they're going to follow all the cars and going through downtown Punxsutawney to thank the essential heroes, the essential people who have been working during all of this. So that'll be interesting.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Well, going from the, as you said, red to yellow now, I would like to see them use Punxsutawney as possibly the poster child for opening. We've got zero confirmed cases.
That's fantastic.
And this could be the barometer for all other communities. We do have businesses that are still closed, primarily the restaurants, bars, clubs. If you're going to have children at a daycare gathering, I would think opening the bars and the restaurants and the clubs would be just as feasible, simply because I think adults are going to be more aware of social distancing than children. So why not start here in Punxsutawney? Yeah.
Well, that would be fantastic. I hope that sure. can happen.
Yeah, it's something to food for thought, and I may pass that sentiment on today to others up the food chain, higher up than myself. So, yeah, but you know, Joe, you're right. Friday is going to be a good deal. This is this. I think this was Mary
Jude.
Troops,
your buddy Jude with the Splash.
Yes, yes. I think this was her origin and a great idea. So. We did what we could to support her, but this is all on her, and I'm sure there are others involved. Nothing of this magnitude gets off the ground by not having support and help from others. So, great idea, and I'm looking forward to it.
How
great
about
idea.
Punxsutawney Borough Council, your next meeting will be what, next week, right?
Yes, yes. We probably are going to move back to the fire hall with the permission of Central Fire Department. If not, we'll hold it in council chambers, and everyone will be adhering to the CDC guidelines of, you know, distancing and masks and whatever else.
All right. So the meeting goes on.
Yes, sir. Yeah, without a hitch. It's time we all start to get out and get rid of this apprehension we all may be harboring now from being cooped up so long and hearing so much of this day in and day out. So let's start with a council meeting. Yeah,
that sounds great. You know,
yeah,
absolutely. You know, as far as like our area, I didn't know that Punxsutawney had zero cases of COVID-19. That's fantastic. Jefferson County as a whole, as of the time we record this, six total.
Six now. See, it was up from yesterday at four. I mean, I'm sorry. I think it was Friday at four.
Yeah, and then there's a couple more. So we have six total for Jefferson County, and you said zero cases in Punxsutawney.
That was my last, well, of course, now my last recollection of all this stuff is that Jefferson County had four and Punxsy had zero. So who knows where the other two came from? I know it was Brookville, Reynoldsville, Somerville, and Mayport had the four. So where the other two came from, I don't know, Joe.
It seems like the densely populated areas, those are the ones that got hit really hard.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, such confined space and quarters. Sure, that's where it's going to spread the most, absolutely.
And then you look at a lot of the public transit and stuff, is what some scientists are saying, is that that's probably how it could have spread so fast.
Oh, I'm sure, yes. You know. And I don't think hygiene in the big cities is something of a major concern or importance. So,
yeah.
If you've ever been to New York City,
many times,
Yeah.
Pick a city. I think I've been to all of them, you know.
Yeah. You get a real eye view.
Punxsutawney Borough Manager Toby Sanek, thanks for taking the time out and chatting with us this morning.
Hey, Joe, it's always my pleasure, and you all take care, stay safe, and we're on the downhill. I can see it, Joe. We're on the downhill.